This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Back of the Nets Preview Podcast. I'm your host, Terence Ford, and Albert Curley and Sam Heathcliff. It's only October, but we're here to build you up to the final now, being hammered into the coffin of Manchester City's faltering title challenge.
No paywall, no subscription.
Back of the Nets. Fan-created podcasts, videos and articles.
Free forever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, the international break is over. It's been a good one for some international eagles, but we'll get on to that. And now it's time to build you up to Manchester City's visit to Selhurst Park. And I am joined by Sam Heathcliff.
Hello.
Hello, and Albert Curley.
Good evening.
Hey, Albert, before we start, Albert, not that I am a diary manager, what are you doing next week?
Huh?
What are you doing next week, mate?
Which day?
The podcasting recording day.
Yeah, that's one of the days that I'm on holiday.
All right. Holiday, is it?
just as we've forgotten about Albert's holiday antics, they start again. Are you sure?
Guess what? The last time I went on holiday was this time last year.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how many times have you accused me of going on holiday in the interim? Fucking loads.
Czech Republic? What was that?
That was work. And that was before my last holiday. Fucking have that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That was less than a year ago.
That was in September. I was there for my birthday. Thank you.
Okay, right, let's do this.
What kind of beer do you like? Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Right, I don't actually have beer this week. I'm on the Lem Sips, lads. I've got a bit of man flu going on, so no beers for me. But Heskey, if you're not going to let us down.
I'm actually not. I've actually got a beer.
Blimey, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I've had too many beers. I think that's the problem. I'm drinking a can of Asahi, which is very nice. It's not fancy. It's got a lot of Japanese writing on it, but it tastes nice.
Yeah, well, are they some sort of sponsor of the Rugby World Cup? Is this your way of trying to get some sponsorship?
Well, a couple of years ago, maybe more than a couple of years ago, I don't follow rugby at all because it's stupid. But the Japanese rugby team had a player called Heskiff, who I think was born in New Zealand, but he played for Japan. So,
was he a moany fucker as well?
He was a sensational rugby player, mate. Didn't moan one.
I can't throw the ball forwards.
That sounds about as legitimate as some of the fake Crystal Palace shirts I've been seeing flying around on the internet today. Have you seen this, Albert? There's actually somewhere in Turkey fake Crystal Palace shirts on stalls out there. Does that mean we've finally made it?
Big time. I mean, sneaking suspicion that DR's got something to do with it, but...
Did you... this, of course, brings us back to former producer Billiam, who...
It always goes back to
excitedly messaged us in our WhatsApp group saying, lads, I've got this season's Palace kit for £25 from some website. And send us a picture of it before we slowly start picking it apart and tell him how it's definitely a fake before he admits that it is a fake. Ask if it was a semi-decent fake.
Yeah, at first glance, like when you sent a photo and it's a thumbnail, looks pretty legit. But as soon as you open it up, you realise, you know, the bird's upside down and stripes are inside out or whatever. And he had to, yeah, he backtracked pretty quickly, to be fair to him.
Yeah, if I don't see him wearing it at a game, I'll be really disappointed. But what was great about this one in Turkey on the market was there was a Wolves shirt right next to it. And of course, we have the same sponsor, and the sponsor logos couldn't have looked more different, that they were that bad between the two of them. So very, very amusing. And of course, then we've seen one on eBay today, which was suggesting that it was a rare 96 to 98 Palace home shirt, and they didn't even have the right logo on it. Yeah.
It was very rare.
that's exactly what we were saying. It's so rare. It is the only one of its kind, unless the person who's trying to flog it for 70 quid has made a few more of them. Of course, the last game we had was West Ham, and Hesketh, I owe you an apology for throwing a pint of beer over you pre-match.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd forgotten about that in the interim, celebrating the win. And then we obviously all went out for drinks afterwards, Ubered it home, went straight to bed, got up the next morning, put my hoodie on to go out, and it stank of juicy IPA.
I wasn't drinking a juicy IPA. I'm pretty sure I was on the lager, but yeah.
Well, whatever it was, it did not smell good.
Juicy IPA sounds like some sort of rapper.
Yeah. Because sort of some alternative hipster rapper from deep, dark parts of South London.
Does he support Manchester United?
Of course he does. So, yeah, apologies for that. And then, of course, the best thing I thought to come out of the whole West Ham game, Albert, I'm sure you saw this, the birthday cake video. Of the West Ham fan being given his birthday cake by his mum, just as Jordan Ayew scores.
Yeah, happy birthday, mate. It was wicked. It threw me for a little while because it kind of looks like my house.
What, like six bedrooms, east wing and a west wing?
Five. It reminded me of the south wing of my house, actually. Yeah, it threw me for a bit because my brother sent it to me, who was at my house watching that game. So I kind of spun out for a little bit, and then obviously got to enjoy it for what it was. It's his face is a picture.
Come on, Dave.
I actually felt a bit sorry for
come
him.
Come on, Dave. Cheer up and blow him out.
he blew his candles out, but by just going.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to be told, is cheer up by your mum. Just as your team's conceded a last-minute losing goal. But, yeah, great.
Looked a bit old to be given a birthday cake by his mum. I mean, we'll gloss over that.
Yeah. I'm assuming that he was visiting her house or something like that for his birthday. I don't know. That's reading too much into it. But if you haven't seen that, go to our socials and dig back a couple of weeks and you'll certainly find it there. It's a joy to behold. Since the last game, we've had the marathon march. Albert, no, you weren't puking on it this year.
No, I was sick last week, I think for the first time since the marathon march last year, but I can assure you it wasn't down to too much exercise. It's
funny this, Hesketh, isn't it? He's always like, everything was last year, holiday was last year, the last time he puked was last year.
Yeah.
You've got
to move with the times, man.
So if you're the ones that keep going about making a holiday. You need to move on.
I think we need VAR to go back and see your receipts.
Yeah, well, my wife's an accountant, perhaps I can get her to have a look through them. But congratulations to everyone that completed the marathon march. Hambo got round this time. Did surprise, surprise, if you do some training, it makes you more equipped to deal with a 26.2 mile walk. So well done to him. And well,
who knew
indeed. Who else did it from our side?
Simon Pizzi, I think, did it, didn't he?
Simon Pizzi got busy.
He was sharing pictures of his feet in our WhatsApp group with lots of very dark-looking blisters on the soles of his feet. Do you reckon he'll ever recover, Albert? I mean, I don't have any experience of walking this sort of length.
I didn't blister, which I was stunned by, because I normally, if I play football for 10 minutes, something starts popping on the bottom of my foot. My problem was the chafing betwixt the thigh last year, that was brutal. That's absolutely brutal. I'd have taken a blister over that, I think, to be honest.
Did you not Vaseline up the inside of your thighs?
Mate, I was, on all the rest breaks, I was clawing Vaseline out of a pot that I've got, like Winnie the Pooh getting honey out of a jar. I was like gathering it in my hand and throwing it up myself. What an image.
What an image.
What an image. Hey, it's for a good cause. I think it worked for about half of it. And then my briskets just started burning. It was outrageous. Walking like Tina Turner.
I'm not sure what's the worst image, that one or your Chili Willy from a couple of weeks ago.
Put them together. You got a beautiful collage.
Yeah, we'll wait for the Brian McFadden story follow up at some point in the future.
That does not involve any Vaseline or private part of my being.
Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? So Wilfried Zaha got an assist and a goal for the Ivory Coast on the week throughout the international break. Sorry, and Sam Hesketh, a lovely picture with him and Bolasie after the game.
Yeah, the assist for the goal was amazing for a start. Even made that £70 million flop at Pepe at Arsenal look all right by setting him up. But yeah, it was good to see a picture of him and Yala afterwards because it was against DR Congo that he was playing. And I can't remember the caption says, but it was, you know, brothers forever or something, which is pretty good. So not a bad week all in for Wilf. Hopefully you can carry that on Saturday.
Yeah, lovely finish in the 90th minute as well to seal the 3-1 victory for them against DR Congo, which was a friendly. And Albert, this has got Arsenal fans all of a sudden changing their tune on Zaha again after getting Pepe and saying we don't need him. All of a sudden they're talking about wanting him again.
Well, as Sam's alluded to, it's because Zaha's teed him up for an actual goal. So, you know, he's made Pepe look good. So, yeah, Arsenal probably do fancy him in the hope that kind of works out.
I saw an interview with Zaha when he won an award recently for the charity work that he does, where it finally got some coverage about him giving, was it 10% of his wages ever since he's been a professional footballer to charity, which, you know, big stories when One Matter started saying that he gives 1% of his wages to charity, but obviously Zaha giving 10% doesn't seem to meet a narrative, so it didn't get talked about, but that finally got some coverage because of this award, not so much Zaha putting it out there because he's just always talks about not wanting to do that, obviously. But so well done to Zaha getting that award. But he did say in this time, he was asked a question about Pepe, and he did say at Ivory Coast training, he's seen the talent that he has and he expects him to come good and so on. And of course, I just don't think Arsenal, now that they've spent that much money on Pepe, are going to be able to afford Zaha anyway. So I think we're safe from that potential transfer. But there's been a lot of links so far, Hesketh, with Michy Batshuayi potentially coming back. Roberto Martinez, that is Belgium's manager, has said that Batshuayi needs to play more Premier League minutes if he wants to keep his place in the Belgian team. Could that open a pathway back to Selhurst Park for him?
Possibly. I think we would have an all right chance, providing obviously we have the money. I think we should have the money though, really. He seems to really enjoy his time with us as well. And I kind of assumed that, you know, after the loan was finished, that would be that, and Chelsea's transfer ban and all that would have him playing quite a lot. But obviously, they're going more with Tammy Abraham up front, and he's only getting the odd sort of 10-minute flash here and there as a sub, which is what he's always done with Chelsea, really. And I think the way that we're playing this season, where we need someone who will put away what chances we do make, I think he'd be a good signing. You know, we said last year he doesn't really do much outside of the box, but you know, if you've got Ayew running around doing a lot of the hard work, and then he can sort of prod in the odd goal here and there, it would be a great signing. But whether we spend £22 million on someone in January, I don't know.
Yeah, I could only ever see that being part of a deal with Wolf going the other way, to be honest. But we'll wait until that comes around. Of course, we've been linked with Walker Peters as well. We need a fullback, and Spurs are apparently keen to loan him out. So that's another one we've been linked with. But this is all speculation at this point. back to the international break and a couple of mental goals. So Albert, starting with Alex Sorloth, 92nd minute equaliser for Norway and Romania. another cross into the box and a booming header.
Another goal I don't care about.
Which, you know, since he's gone to Trabzonspor and playing for Norway as well, crosses in the box, he gets on the end of them and scores. So, you know, he's still got a very large contract at Crystal Palace in terms of length. So maybe not the lost cause that we all thought he was. So that remains to be seen. And another perhaps potential lost cause, Christian Benteke scored for 25 yards, Hesketh.
Yeah, it was a good goal to be fair. I thought it was going to be a sort of 2 yard tap in, but it was a good finish from outside the box. Yeah, I mean, it was against San Marino, but I think, you know, you've got to give credit where it's due. That's a good goal. I think he said afterwards that he's going to take that goal back to Selhurst, but I can't see him really playing very often still. So if he brings that goal back to Selhurst and scores against Man City, then yeah, two thumbs up.
Yeah, I think the step up in opposition would be quite the step up there. So we'll see how
hang
it goes.
On, hang on,
we're coming toward the end.
On.
Go on.
When you say what the actual goal, because he can score in that one. He does know there's two goals at Selhurst Park already that he is very, very free to score in any time he'd like to try.
Listen, desperate measures, mate. Needs must. If he has to pick up the whole frame of the goal and bring it with him, you bloody right. Let him do it.
I'm not one to not back a player.
Coming to the end of this segment. But you said you need to top up and we didn't get what beer you was drinking. So what are you topping up?
Heineken, as the jingle says. I'm not going to say fuck that thing. Shit because I quite like it. Thank you.
We'll go and top up and we'll be back after this.
Reviews, predictions, comments and rants. Send us your voice clips on WhatsApp. 0203 575 1266.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Right, we're going into a run against the toughest opposition of any run in the Premier League at the moment. Palace's next five games are against... well, in no particular order, first, second, third, fourth and fifth in the table.
As it stands.
As it stands, indeed. So Hesketh, 15 points from that run?
Yeah, easily.
Easily.
We'll leapfrog them all.
Separate the men from the boys and all that. So obviously we start against Manchester City, we're in second, but a little bit of turmoil at the moment. Lost a couple of games in their last three. A bit of an injury crisis going on as well. We've got Kevin De Bruyne, been out of a groin strain. Perhaps he'll be back, but you know, if he is, he might not be at full speed. So that could play into our hands. Of course, Sergio Aguero has had a car crash today. Have you heard this, Albert?
I haven't.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he came out unscathed. So he's available for selection on the weekend.
Nah, he'll be doing the insurance, won't he?
I'm pretty sure with the money he earns, he can pay somebody to do that for him. But, So, Hesketh, we've got to look at the points where we can get at City. And obviously, they've been struggling with centre-back since Laporte got injured, Kompany left. Stones has been injured as well. But it looks like it's going to be Otamendi and Stones on the weekend for them at centre-back. Got to be an excuse to trying to get in amongst them two, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I was actually talking to my mate, who's a season ticket holder at Man City. He works at Copper 90, which I'm sure a lot of people listening will know. And he's a proper Man City fan. He's not a Etihad newcomer. One of the things that he said was that Otamendi is likely to start and is really having a hard time without Laporte and Kompany next to him. So he sort of earmarked that as something that he's a bit worried about. And yeah, I mean, I don't think Otamendi's been a great defender for them. I mean, I don't watch every game, but he always looks a bit sus. And is sort of let off by the fact that the team ahead of him are so good. But like you said, they're in a as much of a rut as a team as good as Man City can be in. So, yeah, I think we should definitely get at him. And can he withstand the might of Jordan Ayew? That's the question.
Well, it is, of course. And Man City need to look out, because when Jordan Ayew scores, Palace win. Five goals now for Palace, five all single shots, and all five victories, albeit one of them was against Grimsby in the FA Cup, I think. Albert, he scored at West Ham, albeit the VAR one. Is there anything he can do wrong?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty he could do wrong off the pitch. I'm sure there's a little bit he could do on the pitch. You know, he's, again, we're almost sort of repeating ourselves. I was really not enthusiastic at the prospect of signing him permanently, which was, you know, led to be the rumoured case at the end of last season. But you got to just heap the praise and the credit on him and hope it carries on for as long as possible. He looks like he seems a lot happier. He sort of knows the system a bit more. He's essentially our number one striker now, isn't he? You know, for all intents and purposes. And yeah, why not?
Number one of two.
Connor Wickham is fit.
He's definitely alive.
He's alive.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, he is quite fit as well, to be honest.
He is mad buffeting. But listen, Jordan Ayew, again, like the work rate was kind of there most of the time last season. And, you know, I think it was the Everton game where he really, you know, his work rate was more than we'd ever seen it. And he looked fit and confident and got into some promising positions and made some great runs and just looked like he fitted in a bit more. So why can't he bag one against a shaky Man City defence? That's not a pun. It's not a shake Mansour gag. Yeah, why not? Let's hope so.
Yeah, well, Otamendi seems to be a lot more susceptible to a press than the rest of the defenders that they have there. So, you know, Jordan Ayew is tireless in that sense. And I'm sure the Prince of Ghana, Hesketh, will be all over him like a rash.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's hard to find weaknesses in a team, like I say, as good as Man City are, but you've got to pinpoint them when they're there. And going by the, you know, some of the other stuff that my mate has told me about them, it seems like the other thing that he thinks we would need to do to sort of give Man City a game is to really press them and hassle them non-stop. He said that's what happened when they lost to Norwich, which was also a 5:30. So yeah, you know, that's things that we're good at. We do hassle and we've got good shape. And when we are able to play that sort of game, it's obviously easy for us to say, like, all we've got to do is hassle them and we'll knock them off their stride and get a result. And we obviously know it's going to be really difficult and we'll have to play very, very well to get a result, regardless of what happened against Wolves at the Etihad a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, for him to highlight things that we do well is good. You know, it's something for us to work with. And I'm sure Roy will, you know, he's nothing if not disciplined in that way, is he? So he'll have a set up to do that, I'm pretty sure, come Saturday evening.
Yeah, of course, when they lost to Norwich 3-2 in that game, Manchester City, they came back looking for revenge and they stuffed your boys 8-0, Bert. So are you worried that it could be the same sort of turnout this weekend?
Sorry, who's that?
Watford, pal.
Oh, my boys, are they?
Yeah, yours and Elton John's.
Yeah, they smashed Watford 8-0, but Watford are having a terrible time of it at the moment, and we're not. So I was more surprised almost at the Wolves result, because, again, Wolves haven't been in great shakes in the league, and I think that was almost the more surprising result than almost the Norwich one. So that kind of gives me hope a bit, that the fact that a struggling Wolves team and a relegation favourite in Norwich, no disrespect, you know, managed to pull a result out. So, you know, why can't we? I just hope we don't we don't do what we did against Spurs and show them too much respect and find ourselves, you know, out of the game after, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Mm. Well, listening to the Blue Moon podcast, they seem to be able to highlight weaknesses in the Man City team at will. Otamendi, Stones, Gundogan as well was another one. And they also suggest it's Hesketh. And I think this just shows that all football fans are pessimists at heart. Pep Guardiola's game management and subs are quite poor and often leaves making a change too long.
Oh, wow. Where have we heard that before? Roy is in esteemed company. Well, that's interesting. I mean, I haven't paid as close attention to Man City as probably I should as a preview pod, you know, member.
Yeah, buck your ideas up, mate.
I should, yeah, sorry. I just was going to come along and say Man City are really good, but we've got Jordan Ayew. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to hear that. I mean, I think obviously everything's relative, and Pep taking a little bit longer to bring on a £70 million sub is a bit different to, you know, us bringing on Conor Wickham before he knackers out again. So, yeah, I mean, a pinch of salt, really. But, you know, when I was talking to my mate, he definitely had a lot of positives for his team as well, you know. So I think, yeah, I'm sure there are some things that the Man City fans worry about. And like I say, it is relative compared to us. They're fine compared to Liverpool. Maybe that's where they're worried. But what he did say was that the two defeats they've had this year against Norwich and Wolves, Kevin De Bruyne hasn't started either game. So I asked, hoping that the answer would be no. I asked if he was going to start, and the answer is yes, for sure. So, I mean, and also, I mean, you look at the form that Raheem Sterling's in and has been in for the last like 2 years, really. He looked good for England again this week. You know, it's a very, very tough ask for us to get something out of the game, like I say, regardless of their one-game blip or two-game blip. It looks like Rodri has really excelled since he's been in the team. So our midfield, which has come under some criticism from me in the way that it lines up at home, I think the three-man defensive midfield at home is going to be what we'll see again. And I'll have perhaps less cause to complain than I did when it was lining up against Norwich.
Somebody just needs to whisper in Kevin De Bruyne's ear in the tunnel that Jason Puncheon's here and he's going to fuck you up again. And he'll drop his arse.
Yeah, it's mad that he's returning to the scene of his own murder, isn't it? It's,
very brave of him. Very brave.
Very, very brave. But of course, Manchester City, you know, amassed 98 points last season with hardly having Kevin De Bruyne. So I don't think they need to worry that much about depth in that sense. But the Blue Moon podcast is also saying that David Silva and Gundogan is the midfield that we want to look for, because that's when they're at their most weakest, and their points per game is far less than it is with any other midfield they have. So if for whatever reason De Bruyne breaks down between now and then, that's the midfield we want to be looking out for on the team sheet. Turning our attentions to Palace, and I think a couple of things. We've got McCarthy play so well against West Ham, slotted right in for his first start, and of course I'm sure playing alongside James McArthur helped there, as he has done for a lot of his career, but has he done enough to keep Luka out, Hesketh?
Well, going by this year's form, I don't think Luka has been very good. I think James McArthur, I have to think about which one I'm talking about now, James McArthur should play for sure. I think he was brilliant against West Ham, and I think he's a very energetic player, and if you're going to play with a press and a hassling sort of style, he's definitely one you need in. I thought James McCarthy was good. He wasn't amazing, but he was good. But I do think that Roy will probably revert to what he usually plays, and it will be McCarthy that makes way for Luka, to be honest. I don't think Luka's played great this season, really, but I suppose the argument could be made that no one has, so. I expect Luke to come back.
Albert, how did you feel James McArthur did in the Luka Milivojevic role? Because I think it surprised us all that he was the one who dropped a bit deeper.
Yeah, I thought he had a good game. I think if obviously James McCarthy hasn't pl- played a huge amount of football, which was a lot of our concerns when we signed him. So I think if the international break hadn't happened, I would definitely hang my hat on the peg of saying, well, you know, is it too much to ask him to play, you know, to start two games in a week, regardless of his form? Obviously, everyone's had a bit of a rest. Not everyone, but most people had a bit of a rest in the international break. So, yeah, in theory, if he's fit and up for it, he could start the next game. The only concern I would have is that, as we, you know, the last time we beat Man City, you know, everything has to go well, and ultimately a penalty was the deciding factor in that game, and we all know what happens when Luka steps up to take a penalty. So I would err on the side of caution and put Luka in, and McCarthy unfortunately would have to drop back to the bench. But I think MacArthur, again, he's one of our stand. Again, there's not a huge amount of contenders for it apart from Ayew necessarily, but and maybe Martin Kelly and Gary Cahill. But I think MacArthur's having a great season. I always think he starts off fairly well, and I think he gets a bit leggy towards the end of the season. But we're definitely at that point in the league where he tends to go on a bit of a run and sort of stands out just on work rate alone. And you know, that's something you can never throw at him, that he phones it in or he isn't trying. And it, you know, it seems to be coming off for him at the moment.
You talked about Luka coming in for penalties there. How did you feel when Patrick van Aanholt stepped up at the London Olympic Stadium?
I will be honest, I wasn't confident.
You could sense it in the away end, couldn't you, Heskey? Everyone was just like, what? And then it took quite a while for it to, you know, VAR to check, not as long as obviously the second one, but it took a while for VAR to check, and then he was there waiting with the ball, and I wasn't confident.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous. And I think that one of the West Ham players was doing a bit of gamesmanship, sort of like dicking about on the penalty spot and that. And then the ref stood in his way before it started. And it's just one of those things where you just, because it's your team, I suppose, but definitely because it's Palace, I just thought, oh, he's gonna miss it. And he'd not been having a brilliant game defensively. Shock. But it was a great penalty, to be fair. So, yeah, it was good. I mean, when we saw, you know, when we knew that Luka wasn't playing, we were having a quick chat about who we thought would take penalties. And I assumed it would be Jordan Ayew. So, yeah, when you see PVA striding towards the ball and grabbing it, you know, with real vigour, you just think, well, you got to score it now, mate. So, yeah.
The thing is, removed from the sort of pressure cooker environment of watching the game, even on the telly, you know, finishing is probably Van Aanholt's best attribute.
Yeah, that's true.
Really, we shouldn't have had anything to worry about. But yeah, I certainly shared your sentiments, Heskey.
Now, of course, the second goal came about from a good cross from Andras Townsend off the bench again. So, you know, involved in a goal last week and the week before, scoring a 90th minute game sealer. Albert, is with playing a team like Man City, and obviously Andras Townsend loves to, but puts a shift in defensively as well. He likes to track back. Where Jeff Schlupp is perhaps weak, especially when playing in the front three. Can you see that Townsend might have done enough now to win a place back in the starting 11?
On paper, I'd say yes. And then you sort of, again, not that it necessarily counts for much, but, you know, you look at the last time we played City and, you know, quite rightly, we all talk about the Andros goal. Everybody forgets that Schlupp scored a pretty fucking good goal as well. So you would just want to repeat. You know, it's a bit like a superstitious ritual. You don't want to change anything. You want to just repeat the exact same variables that we had last time. And that's why I'm saying, you know, play Luka, play Schlupp, and maybe play Townsend as well. Whether that's possible, you can make that team work. I'm not so sure. But yeah, I think Townsend, again, with the opportunity he's been given, I don't know if, you know, if it's chicken or egg, like, you know, it has a spell on the bench kind of, giving him, whether, you know, whether it's a bit of a rest or a kick up the arse. But yeah, fantastic cross on Andy said at the weekend, it was last weekend, and yeah, and in the game before that he scored the second goal. So Does he get in the team for me over Schlapp? He probably does, but I think I'm probably just setting myself up for a little bit of disappointment there come Saturday at 5:30 UK time. Not sure what time it'll be in Greece. But yeah, I'd like to see Townsend start for me.
Yeah, so Heskey, if you're not a huge fan of Jeff Schlapp either, and could his tracking, well, lack of tracking back hurt us this weekend?
Oh, 100%. You know, there seems to be quite a divide between people who really love Jeffrey Schlapp and people who really don't like him at all. Like you said, I mean the latter, I don't hate him, but I get very frustrated by, yeah, mostly his lack of tracking back, to be honest. You know, sometimes he sort of like walks back when there's an attack going on. He's very good at pointing into space, like I've said. And when PVA's defending is a bit sus in itself, he needs as much protection as he can get, really. So like Albert, I would like to see Andros play over Schlapp, but also like Albert, I don't think it will happen. I think Roy seems to really like being able to play Schlapp so that he can move him about if needs be, which, you know, I understand is a plus, but I think you should be playing your best players. And I think, like you said, Andros is in form. He got dropped because he wasn't playing great. But his sort of last two cameos have been good. And he got a goal and an assist, and you can't, well, sort of an assist, and you can't really argue with that. And I don't think that Schlupp is going to give us as much in the way of effort as Andros will. One thing I do want to say, though, which I've just thought about with PVA, which was a noticeable upgrade on Luka not playing, was I thought PVA set pieces were really good against West Ham. You know, we got corners to Palace players, and he, I think he took the free kick that the penalty came from, and he took a free kick that was a decent ball, which eventually got cleared that we got the winner from. So I would, even if Luka plays, I would like to see PVA on set pieces.
Yeah, his delivery was certainly good, and the left foot giving it a different sort of angle as well. So I'm sure that would have stood out. I'm sure the analysis after the game would have seen that the goals came from PVA free kicks, etc. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, but you never know. Luka could be a bit of a stroppy bastard sometimes, so he might just take the ball anyway. So let's end with some predictions. Albert, we'll start with you.
Oh... 2-2.
2-2. Wow. You're agreeing with Jordan CPFC16 from Twitter there. He's also gone for 2-2. What about you, Hesketh?
I will say 3-1 to City. I think we'll play all right. I think we'll give them a bit of a go, but they'll score a third, sort of like 10 minutes to go, and knock us off, I reckon.
Carl Unofficial from Twitter has gone 1-0 Palace, and we're going above them in the league. European tour, ole ole ole. So that's quite a difference to you there. How do I feel about this one? I think it's going to be 1-0 either way. They don't like the small dimensions of our pitch. I think that's been proven in recent visits. They've always struggled with us. They obviously won 3-1 at the back end of last season, but that was a bit more us gifting them goals as opposed to them actually tearing us apart or anything like that. So I think it'll be tight, 1-0 either way. And, you know, we're going great guns, so I'll stick with 1-0 like I did for the last game, 1-0 Palace, because it worked in that one as well. So who knows? But of course, it's going to be an incredibly tough game against one of the best teams ever to do it, really, when you look at the 198 points over the last couple of seasons. So, yep, that's it for this. And then we'll be back after this short message.
Back of the Nest Match Preview Podcast. www.backofthenest.com.
Right, yes, that's it for this week. So Love Sport Pod is already on wherever you listen to your podcast, really. DR and Nick there this week, and also talking to Emerson Buys, one of your favourites, isn't he, Albert?
Oh, what a legend he was.
Yeah. So, go ahead to our Back of the Nest podcast or wherever you are and have a listen to that. DR sounding very university-like now. He's been at university for 2 weeks and he sounds like he's matured massively in that time. some great stories that perhaps we can get out of him on a Christmas podcast or something like that.
Precious week, we'll do that to a man.
Indeed, indeed. Head over to backofthenest.com. Plenty of articles on there for you to read. For the review show, which will be on Sunday, Hambo taking you through. Send your WhatsApp clips to them on 0203 575 1766, and of course follow us on the socials at Back of the Nest on Twitter or at Back of the Nest CPFC on Instagram. And we will be back next week in your ears for Arsenal away. I did my research this time and actually worked out who we were playing next. Imagine it's as simple as just looking up the fixtures. But Hesketh, you got your first ever win you saw at Arsenal last season. So do you think we can follow it up?
Yeah, no.
No. And Albert, enjoy your time in Crete. I don't know who we'll have on next week in your place, but they will undoubtedly be a letdown.
Yeah,
let down. So, until next week, up the Palace.
Reviews, predictions, comments, and rants.
Send us your voice clips on WhatsApp
0203 575 1266.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mate's already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.